Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ellen Ferguson reports in Roll Call that the Senate passed its farm bill June 28th without the cuts to food stamps championed by Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. The bill passed 86-11, with both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voting in favor. Next, there will be a Senate House Conference Committee after Congress returns from its week-long 4th of July recess to work out the differences. Chief among them is the House insistence to add more work requirements to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. The Senate bill would also, unlike the House version, legalize industrial hemp production, encourage exports to Cuba, extend the flood insurance program, and allow grazing on some conservation lands. Read the full story in Roll Call. Chris McKenna reports in The Fray that 2 days after Antonio Delgado became the Democratic nominee for Congress in the 19th Congressional District, the House Democrats campaign group added Delgado to a list of 55 challengers they will fund in the fall campaign. Delgado is taking on freshman Representative John Faso from Kinderhook in November. Quote, Antonio Delgado has the strength, integrity, and dedication to give this community the voice it deserves, unquote, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Ben Ray Lujan said June 28th. Delgado led his six rivals in fundraising in the primary campaign and will now get more money from the national Democrats. Read the full story at The Fray. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville is having trouble adding sidewalks in the town on Main Street. The town does not own some of the space for the sidewalks, and engineers are having a difficult time figuring out how to design the walkways. The grant funding the sidewalks only allows the project on public property. The town's options are to shift the roadway slightly or make the sidewalk handicap accessible by turning steps into ramps. But that would mean buying property to make it public. The town board will now discuss the project with the property owners to try and reach some solution. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.